From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. There's plenty of evidence that the Earth has warmed during the past century. Land and sea temperatures are on the rise. Glaciers are melting. Sea ice appears to be thinning. But one temperature record does not reflect this trend. According to one careful analysis, satellite measurements of the Earth's lower atmosphere don't show any warming. This is often cited by people who discount the severity of global warming, and it's the center of a new scientific quarrel. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Since 1978, weather satellites that orbit the Earth have carried instruments that peer down and take the temperature of the atmosphere. 14 years ago, a scientist named John Christie at the University of Alabama in Huntsville realized that he could use this record to look for signs of global warming.
We had thought the temperature should mirror what the surface was doing, and we knew the surface had risen somewhat.
But when he and a colleague analyzed the data, the temperature of the atmosphere appeared to be holding steady.
Seeing no warming, that was a surprise.
An awkward surprise for scientists trying to understand global warming, and a convenient surprise for politicians and businessmen looking for evidence that global warming might not be that big a deal. Christie's puzzling results even stimulated the National Academy of Sciences to convene a special review. The Academy panel agreed that the atmosphere really didn't seem to be heating up, but they also called for more scientists to take a closer look at the satellite data. Norman Grody from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration recently took up that challenge.
You know, when you first work in this field, you say, well, the data should speak for itself. It turns out the data needs help.
You can't simply chart out the temperature readings from these satellites and see if the temperature is rising or falling over time. The readings have to be adjusted in lots of ways. Some corrections are subtle. For example, sunlight can warm the instrument and affect its readings. Satellites also drift in their orbits, so sometimes they're looking down when it's noon on the ground below, but other times they're taking temperatures at 4 in the afternoon. And perhaps most important, when one satellite retires and a new one takes its place, that can introduce big errors. Over the years, John Christie and others have debated and developed ways to correct for all these factors. The mystery didn't go away. But Norman Grody started to worry that these large correction factors were driving the result.
You know, you may think that you're making an adjustment for one thing, and it may be you're taking out the real data. You know what I'm saying?
So Grody teamed up with a climatologist at the University of Maryland. They didn't use the correction factors that Christie and others had worked so hard to develop. Instead, they put most of their efforts into a powerful new statistical analysis of the raw satellite data. And this analysis shows that the atmosphere has actually warmed up since 1978, just as much as the ground below. Their result is being published online today by Science Magazine. Grody knew he would stir things up, since the result is quite different from what's previously been published, not only John Christie's study, but a third analysis that used a similar approach.
I couldn't tell you why ours would be any better, except I happen to be more prejudiced because I understand what we did. I don't honestly understand all the details of the other two analyses.
Now, this would be a blockbuster result if it holds up, but it's already facing withering criticism from the heavyweights in the field, no matter what their personal views are about climate change. John Christie has big problems with the methods, no surprise there, but so does Frank Wentz, a respected satellite expert at his own company in Santa Rosa, California. Wentz has done his own published analysis of the satellite data and concluded that there has been some warming in the atmosphere, but he doesn't find nearly as much as the new science paper suggests. Wentz simply doesn't understand why a high-profile science journal would publish the latest paper, since it makes so little effort to correct for known problems that he and Christie have separately worked so hard to take into account.
You cannot ignore these factors and justify it by saying, well, we ignored the factor, and guess what? We got a trend that looks like surface air temperature. Well, that's just not the way it's done.
The author of the new paper, Norman Grody, says he's willing to be proven wrong, but he hopes that at least the new method of analysis he and his colleague used can help move the whole field forward. Wentz is doubtful even of that.
I think, if anything, it's sort of negative in the sense that now people are going to look at this paper and say, well, gosh, group A gets this, group B gets this, group C gets this, you know, who are we to believe? And it could just make us all seem less credible.
The elder statesmen in this field are hoping to avoid that. They're planning a big meeting in late October. They'd like to resolve the underlying scientific dispute that's been brought to a boil by this latest study. and they are mindful that it's sustaining a much larger political and economic fight about global warming. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.